Cuomo says he will not endorse the new district lines currently being drawn by a joint legislative commission.
My position is I will veto the lines that are drawn. I believe it should be done by an independent commission.
The governor acknowledges that a veto would be chaotic.
I believe a veto puts the entire situation in the hands of a judge, and then it's up to the judge. And I think even from the legislature's point of view, an independent commission is a better option.
Cuomo says the legislature should seriously consider joining him to create an independent commission. The governor says he has no plans, though, to call the legislature back before January unless there's agreement on a structure for the commission. But he says time's getting short.
The clock is ticking.
Cuomo says he doubts the legislature has the votes to override a veto on redistricting. The co-chair of the Legislative Task Force on Redistricting, Albany Assemblyman Jack McEnany, says the governor should give the committee a chance to do their work first and then examine the results. To do otherwise, he says, sets a bad precedent.
I think the idea of any chief executive saying he's going to veto legislation that is drawn up according to law, according to the state constitution, and obeys the Voting Rights Act of 1965, should really read the bill first and then decide.
McEnany says the legislature is only trying to fulfill its obligations under the state's constitution, and he points out Assembly Democrats have already backed Cuomo's bill to create an independent commission. Senate Republicans have not signed on to the measure. Senator Michael Gianaris, a Democrat and redistricting reform advocate, says the governor is being consistent by reissuing a veto threat that he's been making all along. And Gianaris says Senate Democrats, who have 30 seats to the Republicans' 32 in the closely divided Senate, support the governor's stance.
I think the governor has made it very clear that if they insist on playing chicken the way they are, that this is going to end up in the hands of a court, which will be much more fair than the Senate majority will be.
Senator Gianaris says he also thinks there is time for a resolution that will result in independently drawn lines. He says with all the new technology, the lines could be redrawn in an afternoon. A spokesman for the Senate GOP, Scott Reif, says Republicans are committed to a redistricting process that is bipartisan, open, and fair. And Reif says Republican senators want to continue discussions with the governor on redistricting. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.